听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. We're happy that you've joined us today to study English with us. We are especially happy today because we had some friends drop by the studio. Let's say hi to those folks right now. Hi everyone.
Hello, Studio Classroom. Greetings from Nanyang Girls High School. Yay!
It's always fun when friends drop by the studio. Well, let's get into our lesson. This month in our profile feature, we'll take a look at a young star who has more than just her famous aunt's smile. Who is she? She's Emma Roberts. Maybe you've seen her on TV or in one of many recent movies. The latest titled Hotel for Dogs? Now, who is Emma's famous aunt? We'll find out after we review a few key words. The first of which is the verb nominate. Nominate. Several Grammy-nominated singers performed at the sold-out concert. Next is the useful idiom, in one's blood. Our example sentence for that is, as the grandson of a governor and the son of a mayor, Bill has politics in his blood. All right, our reading today begins on page 25, so please open your magazines and follow along.
Emma Roberts. This young star has more than just her aunt's famous smile. In first grade, Emma Roberts' teacher asked her students to write down what they wanted to be when they grew up. While the other kids wrote astronaut or doctor, Emma wrote actress. That's not surprising, considering she visited her first movie set when she was only 2 weeks old, and has been on them ever since. As the daughter of Oscar-nominated actor Eric Roberts and the niece of superstar Julia Roberts, Emma has acting in her blood. The bright-eyed 18-year-old is proving she has true movie star talent and not just a famous name.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel, and we're talking about beautiful Emma Roberts today. Now, if you haven't heard of Emma Roberts yet, I'm sure you will soon, because she is a young star who is rising to fame. And she also was born into kind of a famous family. We see here in the deck that she has more than just her aunt's famous smile. Chip, who is her aunt?
Well, you might be able to guess if you look at a picture of Emma Roberts, and especially if you look at Emma Roberts when she's smiling, because she looks like her aunt, Julia Roberts, who is famous for her big, bright smile.
And she's been a famous movie star for quite a few years now. Many people have watched at least one Julia Roberts movie. But today we're focusing on Emma. So let's learn a few things about Emma. We see here that in first grade, Emma Roberts' teacher asked her students to write down what they wanted to be when they grew up, which is a very common activity for students to do in first grade or second
grade. Sure, sure. When you're 6 or 7 years old and in the first grade of grade school, yeah, that's a very fun question to ask. And a lot of other kids would write astronaut, that's a scientist who travels around in outer space. Or you might say, if you were a child, doctor.
Well, those are two of the common professions kids want to be, but not Emma. She wrote the word actress. She knew even from a young age that she wanted to be an actress. And Chip, we see here that this isn't surprising. It's not big news because she visited her first movie set when she was only 2 weeks old. So coming, even when she was a tiny little thing, she was around movie stars.
That's right. She was in that environment of movie making. And we've got the word a movie set. What we're talking about there is a built or constructed environment that's made to look like the setting of a movie or a television show or something like that.
So we are right now in the studio classroom set. It's the set for our Studio Classroom Worldwide show. And we know that also movie sets, we can refer to them as the location where the movie is being shot. So she was a frequent visitor to these sets, and that's not surprising because she's related to movie stars.
It certainly sounds that way. She is related to two people who are in the movie-making world. First of all, she is the daughter of her father, Eric Roberts, who was nominated for an Oscar.
Now, we have that word nominated as one of our word bank words. If you are nominated for something, it's kind of like you're put forth or put forward for a special honor. It doesn't necessarily mean that you will get the award, but if you're nominated, you're one of the many people or few people who are up for the award. And we also refer to the Oscars as the Academy Awards.
The Academy Awards. It's certainly the most prestigious of the awards given to movie stars in the year.
And it's really an honor just to be nominated. Of course, it's an even greater honor to win the award. And I think Julia Roberts has probably won some herself. But the main point here is that Emma's father was nominated. He's an actor. And of course, she is the niece of superstar Julia Roberts, who is a superstar.
Right. Which is why our article says that Emma has acting in her blood. Now, this phrase, in her blood, is an idiom, and it means that Emma has this acting ability maybe in her genes, or it's a characteristic that runs in her family.
That's being passed from one generation to another. So even at a young age, she knew she was destined to act. Well, our article describes her as a bright-eyed 18-year-old. She's only 18 years old, and she is now proving she has true movie star talent. And she's not just a famous name. So we're going to talk a little bit about this talent she has and about some of the roles she's had in various movies or shows. But first, we need to take a break and watch today's skit.
Let's see. What do I want to be when I grow up?
I already wrote my answer.
What did you write down?
I wrote down actress. That's what I want to be.
An actress?
Why is that surprising? Acting is in my blood.
Ooh, how did acting get into your blood?
My daddy was Oscar nominated. And my aunt, Julia, is a superstar.
Oh, so you have a famous name.
Yes, and true movie star talent. I've worked alongside some very famous actors.
That doesn't make you a star.
And I starred in a hit TV series, Unfabulous.
Was that you? I used to read your blog.
I was the first adolescent to keep one.
You let fans in behind the scenes of the action.
And introduce them to Hollywood lingo.
Wow! So, now I know why you wrote down actress.
And what did you write?
I want to be taller. Yeah, taller and richer and cuter and smarter. Yeah, that's what I want to be when I grow up.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about the young actress Emma Roberts. So, we learned before the break that Emma is the niece of actress Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts is, of course, a superstar. She's been nominated for numerous acting awards and has won many, including an Oscar for Best Actress. But getting back to Emma, Emma is young, has a winning smile, and is proving that she's a great actress in her own right. Right now, let's look at two more words that you need to know for this section of the lesson. The first is, for this section of the lesson, the first is the preposition alongside. Nancy landed a newspaper job alongside some of the best reporters in the state. And the adjective adolescent, as in thousands of excited adolescent girls showed up for the Jonas Brothers concert. Now, let's find out how Emma got her big break in acting. This reading begins at the top of the left-hand column on page 26.
Emma Roberts. After several small movie roles, including ones alongside Johnny Depp, Bruce Willis, and her Aunt Julia, Emma's big break came in 2004. That year, she began starring in Unfabulous, a hit series on Kids Network Nickelodeon. She played the lead role of Addie Singer, an unpopular junior high schooler who wrote her own songs. While filming the show, she became one of the first adolescent actors to keep an ongoing blog about working on a TV show. Emma used it to let fans in on behind-the-scenes action, as well as introduce them to Hollywood lingo.
Welcome back. We've been talking about Emma Roberts, who has a famous name because primarily because of her aunt, Julia Roberts, and she's been proving that she doesn't just have a famous name, but she also apparently has some real talent in her acting abilities.
And even at the young age of 18, she's been given the chance to star or to work with some of the biggest names in Hollywood. We see here in our lesson on page 26 that after a few small movie roles, including ones alongside Johnny Depp, Bruce Willis, and her Aunt Julia, Emma's big break came in 2004. Now let's back up a little bit and first look at that word alongside. She starred, or she had a role, alongside Johnny Depp and Bruce Willis.
Okay, and that word means, you could maybe guess what that preposition means. It's a combination of the word along or along with and beside. So it's communicating the idea that she is right up there beside these big names and big actors, Johnny Depp and Bruce Willis.
Sometimes we even call them A-listers, and they are the big movie stars. If you haven't heard of Johnny Depp, I usually say, well, if you've seen Pirates of the Caribbean, then you've watched him, or he was in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So these are big names, but her big break didn't come until 2004. A big break means when it's your chance to shine. It's kind of like the thing that sets your career in motion. And what happened that year?
Well, she broke in to the acting world in 2004 when she began starring in Unfabulous, which is a hit series on Nickelodeon, the Kids Network. Now, let's talk about that word, Unfabulous. Is it a word, actually?
I don't think it is. I think it's just kind of a made-up word for the show. We know fabulous is a word. If something's fabulous, it's great. But if it's unfabulous, well, then it's not so great. So the point is, her role was as the role of Addie Singer, the lead role, who was an unpopular junior high schooler who wrote her own song. So I'm guessing that this Addie Singer often felt unfabulous.
Right, and if she's the lead role, if Emma is playing the lead role, that means that this Addie, her character, is the main character of this story. And yeah, she's unpopular. She's an unpopular junior high school who wrote her own songs. So she sounds like she's a creative character on the show.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I haven't actually seen this show, but I know it's been a big hit with young adolescent fans, which we'll talk about in a minute. But before we do, we have some really interesting fun facts about Emma Roberts.
Last year, Vanity Fair magazine added Emma to its elite Bright Young Hollywood list. Emma is extremely close to her aunt, Julia Roberts. Many claim that the two are lookalikes. Emma loves to read and play volleyball. Her favorite actors are Matt Damon and Johnny Depp. Her favorite actresses are Reese Witherspoon and Cameron Diaz. Emma has a cat named Coco Chanel.
Okay, so our article refers to Emma Roberts as an adolescent actor. Now, that word adolescent is a good one for our students to know, our friends to know. Adolescent means it's a person between childhood and adulthood. So we might think of an adolescent as a teenager or anyone before he or she becomes an adult.
Right. And while she was this adolescent actor, she became quite popular, and she was one of the first teenage actors to keep an ongoing blog about working on a TV show. Now, we know what blogs are. It's on the internet, and she would journal her thoughts and her feelings and things that had happened, and she used her blog to let fans in on behind-the-scenes action as well as introduce them to Hollywood lingo. So she gave her fans a chance to almost feel like they were there with her.
Right, and that word lingo is a word that maybe you've heard before. It's referring to vocabulary or language that's used in a specific field. So I think every field, every subject, everything that you might learn about has some lingo in it. Like, you have Hollywood lingo, you have medical lingo.
You have business lingo, educational lingo. Well, the neat thing about Emma Roberts is she reached out to her fans and taught them the Hollywood lingo. Well, we need to visit the chat room right now, but join us next time as we continue learning about Emma Roberts.
Hello, friends. I'm Ken.
And I'm Beth. Today's lesson is about a talented young actress named Emma Roberts.
Beth, I'm a little bit confused about the usage of the words actor and actress in this article. The first paragraph says Emma wanted to be an actress when she grew up. But later it says she became one of the first adolescent actors to keep an ongoing blog about working on a TV show. So is Emma an actress or an actor?
Great question, Ken. The suffix ESS is one that means female. You'll see this suffix in words like actress, waitress, and stewardess. Since there has been some controversy over using terms that are specifically male and female, more and more people prefer to use terms that are gender neutral.
So words that are gender neutral can be used with both males and females.
Right. For example, the words policeman and policewoman have been replaced with the gender neutral term police officer.
What about waitress and stewardess? What are the gender neutral terms for those words?
The word waitress has largely been replaced with server, and stewardess has mostly been replaced with the term flight attendant. But you may still hear some people say waitress and stewardess. The terms aren't incorrect, they're just being replaced with new words.
Okay, but what about actress?
Well, nowadays, people generally use the word actor when referring to male and female performers collectively. But actress remains common when referring specifically to female actors. This is especially seen in the major acting awards that have specific categories for females.
Oh, like the Oscars.
Right. The Oscars are the Academy Awards, and they are the most prestigious awards an actor can win. These awards give trophies to the best actor and the best actress. So since these major acting awards still use the term actress, it's still fairly common when referring specifically to females, like in our article. When referring specifically to Emma, we can use the word actress, since she's a female. But in the broader usage, referring to adolescent actors, both male and female, we can use the gender-neutral word actor.
有许多的英文字可以看得出是指男性或者是女性，像 policeman 后面的 man 就显示是男性的警察， policewoman 当然是女警。但是在女性主义抬头的21世纪，越来越多的单字都倾向于 gender neutral， 就是性别中立，不分性别的。像原本的 stewardess 空中小姐，就渐渐的被性别中立的 flight attendant 空服员所取代。那为什么今天的课文中同时用了 actor 跟 actress 来形容 Emma Roberts？ 用 actress 是因为 Emma 是一个女演员，但课文中提到的 one of the first adolescent actors 指的是广义的所有的青少年演员，因此就用了男女都适用的 actors。
Thanks for joining us, friends. Now it's time to go see Michelle.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 nominate 这个动词。Nominate 是指提名或推荐。如果是提名担任某个职位，是用 for 或者是 as 这两个介系词。例如 ，Sandra was nominated for the chairperson of the committee. Sandra 被提名担任委员会的主席。或者是 we nominated Paul as the leader of our study group. 我们提名保罗担任我们读书小组的组长。如果是被提名的人叫做 nominee, N-O-M-I-N-E-E。继续我们看的是 in one's blood 这个成语。这里的 blood 是指血统或家世。所以 in one's blood 是指来自家传的天赋。例如 Jeffrey has singing in his blood. His father is a famous tenor.Jeffrey 的歌唱天赋来自家族的遗传，他的父亲是位很有名的男高音。In one's blood 也可以改成 run in one's blood。例如 ，Many of Frankie's family are good at math. It runs in the family. Frankie 的很多家人数学都很好，这个家族有数学的天赋。最后我们看的是 alongside 这个介系词 ，along 是指一起。Side 是指旁边，所以 alongside 是指在某个对象的旁边。例如 ，Hank parked his car alongside ours. Hank 把车子停在我们的车的旁边，或者是 Yvonne sat alongside her best friend Jenna during the class. Yvonne 上课的时候和她最要好的朋友 Jenna 坐在一起。And I guess that's all the time for today. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Emma Roberts.This young star has more than just her aunt's famous smile. In first grade, Emma Roberts' teacher asked her students to write down what they wanted to be when they grew up. While the other kids wrote astronaut or doctor, Emma wrote actress. That's not surprising, considering she visited her first movie set when she was only 2 weeks old, and has been on them ever since.As the daughter of Oscar-nominated actor Eric Roberts and the niece of superstar Julia Roberts, Emma has acting in her blood. The bright-eyed 18-year-old is proving she has true movie star talent and not just a famous name. After several small movie roles, including ones alongside Johnny Depp, Bruce Willis, and her Aunt Julia, Emma's big break came in 2004.That year, she began starring in Unfabulous, a hit series on Kids Network Nickelodeon. She played the lead role of Addie Singer, an unpopular junior high schooler who wrote her own songs. While filming the show, she became one of the first adolescent actors to keep an ongoing blog about working on a TV show. Emma used it to let fans in on behind-the-scenes action,as well as introduce them to Hollywood lingo.
Okay, speaking of Hollywood lingo, here are two examples of lingo you might hear on a Hollywood movie set. The first is banana. which is used as a verb. That's when an actor is requested to walk along a curved path to or from the camera to avoid blocking whatever is behind him. A film director might say, "Can you banana right as you walk away?" Another example of Hollywood lingo is buff and puff. That's when an actor is sent to the hair and makeup department. Well, there it is. Friends, we're out of time. Let's continue talking about the actress Emma Roberts tomorrow. Until then, Studio Classroom wishes you a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.